Wyoming animal shelters are overcrowded, and that means many pets get killed every year. But some organizations are taking an aggressive approach in trying to get more animals adopted and have fewer animals put to death. One of those is the Black Dog Animal Rescue in Cheyenne. The program involves a number of volunteers and a strong online and social media effort. Bob Beck reports.
This is the office of the Black Dog Animal Rescue. The executive director and founder is Brittany Wallace, who's sitting with a dog named Jesse that she's trying to get adopted. Yeah. Wallace is an animal lover who wanted to decrease euthanasia rates at Wyoming animal shelters.
I knew that we could only do that by advocating for that kind of reform and change in those organizations, but also providing a very visible alternative to euthanasia.
They started by taking in some dogs that shelters deemed to be non-adoptable with the goal of putting them in foster homes. Jesse is one of those dogs. These were dogs that were in the shelter for long periods of time. Later, they also took in dogs that people could no longer care for. Shelter dogs are sometimes viewed as inferior. Sometimes it's because the dogs are a mixed breed. Some lack social skills, and others do not interact well with people. The concept is that foster parents could correct any problems and make the dogs more adoptable. They do this by bringing the dogs into their homes and have them interact with their families, including their own dogs. Wallace says at any given time, they have between 25 and 35 dogs in foster care.
Those people that do agree to do it, that step up to the plate to help us save these animals, are just really extraordinary people. And while the dogs live there, the program provides for all of their needs. So we feed them, we pay for their vet expenses, we give the foster homes toys and training tools, and they have access to behaviorists and trainers to work with.
Wallace says they are always searching for more foster homes.
Well, he's looking pretty healthy, so.
Yeah, he's looking pretty healthy.
This is an event just outside the historic depot in downtown Cheyenne. A number of Black Dog Animal Rescue volunteers are on hand with some dogs available for adoption. Events like this one is one of the ways that the rescue gets people to adopt animals. While they have an active website and social media approach, here people can meet the dogs.
This is Dobby.
This is Dobby.
And who's
this? Tara.
They do a number of events like this throughout the year in various communities. Those who foster dogs normally have one or more of their own, and that helps them socialize the animals. Not only have these volunteers fostered animals, some have adopted some of the dogs they've taken in. This is actually called a foster failure. Tim Bruchero has been fostering for about a year, and he loves that he's saving a dog's life.
And these dogs, after working with them, it's like they know that they get a second chance, and they're just great dogs overall.
Bruchero says his permanent dog loves the company. Another foster parent, Emily Entelkofer, says that you can get attached to some of the dogs, which makes it hard to give them up.
Some are harder than others. My first foster was an emaciated pit bull that I got almost a year ago, and there are some days even now that I tear up thinking about him.
But she follows the family on Facebook and is thrilled with the life the dog now has. She says it's rewarding to see the dogs thriving.
It is a lot of work to have a dog, to house train them. Usually they're not housebroken, to get them socialized. But to see them go to their homes with lessons that you've taught them, they have a renewed faith in humans. It's amazing. There's just absolutely nothing like it.
Wallace knows that sometimes people are reluctant to adopt foster animals, but she stresses that their adoption program should ease anyone's fears.
They're house trained, they're crate trained, they have basic skills under their belt. Our foster homes know them really well. You're just not going to get that sometimes, where someone can really give you that kind of professional feedback on a dog that you're looking at adopting.
Wallace says over 700 dogs have been saved through the Black Dog Animal Rescue, and she is pushing the volunteers hard to increase that number substantially in future months. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.